It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And welcome to this week's edition of, I was going to say Landscape Smart. Wrong show.
You don't want my advice on that.
We don't. Let me try that again. Take two. Welcome to this week's edition of Insurance Smart. Bree Jen's joining us this morning from Gable Insurance and Financial Services. And always good to see you, Bree. And nice to see the temperatures going up.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Thank goodness.
Yeah. You're telling me off air. You experienced the disasters of the cold with a dead battery in your car.
Absolutely. It was a great start to Monday morning when I went out to my car and tried to start it and nothing. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a good thing. Well, with the change in leadership, changes in policies, and Obamacare, ACA, open enrollment again.
It is. Because of the pandemic, the Biden administration did issue another open enrollment period from February 15th to May 15th. So if you don't have coverage or you lost coverage or you need to change coverage, you can do that now and they won't ask for any special enrollment verifications.
Okay. Any changes at all from the normal opening period or is it all the same rules and regs?
Same rules and regs. Yep. Yep. So if you enroll, it'll be effective the first of the month following. So just like it would be open enrollment, we can take a look at all the stuff that we do, sit down and go over everything with you and take a look at what plan would be appropriate.
From A through Z.
A through Z. Yes.
Yep. And that's the critical thing because that's something that you do that maybe not everybody does. I mean, look at the entire picture.
We do, yeah. And we do all the way through. So we start with quoting, and we work with you all the way through all of your verifications. And the nice thing with an open enrollment period is that you don't need to verify a loss of coverage. Typically, if you have a special enrollment period outside of the open enrollment period, you have to prove to healthcare.gov that you have the special enrollment period. So let's say you lost coverage from your employer. You have to get a loss of coverage letter that has your name and anybody else that was insured and the date you lost coverage and have to upload that before healthcare.gov will release your plan over to the insurance company. Right now, because we're in open enrollment period, we don't have to do that step, which is nice.
Makes it easier.
Yes, it does.
Makes it a lot. Then you're at, if you need the verification, you're at the mercy of your previous employer.
Correct. Yep.
HR to take the time to get you the letter. In the meantime, yep, you're sweating bullets.
Yeah. And for example, I had an employer say it's not our policy to release this until they're actually their last day of employment, but their deadline was before it. So I had to kind of go back and forth and argue with them. And they're like, well, I'll release it to just you. And I was like, okay, sounds, I don't care. Sounds great.
You got it. Yep, you yep. got it. There are other things, though, that you really need to take a look at. For instance, retirement, self-employment, working with financial planners, because there's all kinds of variables.
Yeah, because you have to verify your income. When you apply for healthcare.gov and you get a tax credit, the tax credit is based off of the income that you put on the application, and healthcare.gov wants to verify that that income is as close as possible. I mean, it is an estimate because we're putting in incomes that we're expecting for 2021, but they want an estimate proven to them. And so a lot of times, if you are someone that retired, you send in a tax return and the tax return is dramatically higher. So we can work with you on how to verify that income, even if your income documents don't prove that. Or if you're self-employed and you never know how much your income is going to be, we'll kind of hold your hand and walk through that process as well. Working with financial planners is crucial if you're someone that has capital gains or you're taking money out of an IRA or a Roth IRA. Working with the financial planners to make sure that we're on the same page, they're aware of the income thresholds so that all of a sudden you're not at the end of the year strapped with $10,000 of tax credit you owe because you went over in capital gains. So we work hand in hand with people's financial planners as well as our partnered financial planner, Merzberger Financial, too. So
I think I heard or read this week that there are some changes coming to inherited IRAs where it has to be totally withdrawn within 10 years. That's going to impact what you look at as well.
It is. And when those questions come up, we will say, we work with Mearsberger Financial Group, and they are the experts in that field, so we're going to route you over that way. As far as IRAs, I know enough to do the planning for the application, and it's nice that we work with that partnership to get into those details so that we know that all of our bases are covered.
What kind of thresholds do people deal with this?
So for Obamacare, there are a bunch of different thresholds. There's the minimum to qualify for a credit if you are less than that, you'd go on to Medicaid. Then there is a little in between where you can get cost sharing reductions, which actually lower your out-of-pocket costs. And then above that is the threshold to qualify for a tax credit at all. And that's the big number that we deal with, especially if you're looking at retiring. For a single person, that threshold, that limit is $51,040 for 2021.
You had to add the 40 bucks.
Yeah. $51,040. And then for couples, it's $68,960. And it's not a sliding scale if you go over that number. If you are a single person and you make $51,041, there's no tax credit. And if you go over that, then you would pay your tax credit back at when you filed your taxes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a sliding scale. It is for in between, for where you qualify for a credit to the minimum amount you need to make to qualify for a credit, it's a sliding scale. But if you go over that threshold, it is a steep cliff.
But I can recall from other visits from you and from Larry that there are some strategies that can be employed legally modify that number.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think it's something that not a lot of people think about, but you actually have until April 15th of the tax filing deadline for that year to make any contributions to an IRA or an HSA, a health savings account.
For the previous year.
Yeah. So, for example, for this year, for the tax year of 2020, you have until April 15th of 2021 to make that contribution. So let's say you did make $51,041. You can make a contribution into your health savings account up until April 15th. And that would, because it's a tax deductible account, it will actually bring that income back down, making you able to qualify for that tax credit, taking away any sort of payback you would have to do.
Silly question, probably rhetorical. How can anybody who's not familiar with all this stuff do this on their own?
I don't think that they can. And we have had people call us multiple years in a row just calling saying, I've gone over and now I have to pay all this back. And we've strategized with them and had them make contributions into their IRAs and their health, of course, their health savings accounts. We will always say, did you contribute? That's our first question. Did you max your health savings account? First question that we would ask is that. And then if they did, then we'll look into the IRA option and then start doing some more investigating at that point. But yeah, health savings accounts are one of the best tax strategies that you can use. So now, we work heavily with them.
Larry talked quite a bit about that last week, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The money that you can save.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it is.
It was shocking, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really was.
And I think he's coming on in a couple weeks again to cover some of that.
Okay, good.
Because
there's a lot of facts there. And in 20, 25 minutes,
you can't
absorb
cover it all.
You can't cover it. You can't absorb it.
Right. Because
there are so many facts.
So Larry always asks the question, have you ever asked yourself, I wish I could retire, but I can't because I need the health insurance? This is a perfect time to do that review, because we are able to sit down and talk with people and go over the incomes and see if there's a way for them to qualify for a tax credit. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the ways, like if you are something that you might not think about is me and my wife make $85,000, but what happens when you retire? Are you still going to make $85,000? And so we'll sit down and go through all of those questions with you. Maybe you can qualify for a tax credit if you don't take your Social Security right away. You know, are you close to 65? Are you close to Medicare? Maybe delay that Social Security until you get to Medicare age. We also talk with, again, like I had said, we work hand in hand with financial planners. Maybe instead of pulling money out of your IRA, do you have a Roth IRA? Can you pull non-taxable investments instead of taxable investments until you don't need to have a tax credit anymore? So we work, this is the time to sit down and at least get answers for your situation. What do you have going on financially? Is there a way we can help you to retire and then also get a tax credit without leaving you struggling?
Wow. You know, a lot of people, when they leave their employment for whatever reason, retirement, or they just don't want to work anymore, end up on a COBRA.
And yes.
That is not cheap.
It is not cheap. And this is also another good time. If you're paying for COBRA, maybe give us a call. It's open enrollment, so you don't need a special enrollment to qualify to go on to Obamacare. You would, if your COBRA was in the middle of it, you'd have to wait for it to end. But if you've been paying, what, $1,400 a month, maybe there's a chance that we can get you to qualify for something much less. I had someone actually in my office yesterday that retired that is, their COBRA was $1,400 a month. And working with them, they're going to pay $230 a month instead.
What a difference.
Yeah. And I mean, their situation, they actually do have a special enrollment, but still, like $1,400 a month versus $232 a month, even if the maximum out of pocket is $6,000, if you're paying $1,400 a month for a $5,000 out of pocket maximum, the savings are, I mean, way beyond what I would like. I mean, way beyond ideal. So,
yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah, the premium costs are just. So it's just unbelievable for COBRAs.
It's very expensive.
I mean, you got coverage, granted.
You do, yep.
You got your coverage, but you're paying dearly for it.
You are, yes. Yeah.
Makes you really appreciate what your employers give you.
Right.
Realistically.
Yeah.
And then you leave and holy moly. The Affordable Care Act special enrollment period, though, does it flat out end May 15th, or is there something...
The open enrollment period will end May 15th, but there is still the opportunity for special enrollment periods.
Okay, so is that indefinite or is that just...
That's all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yep. If you have any time of the year, if you have a qualifying event, so things like losing your job, moving out of a service area or out of the state, having a baby is a special enrollment period. So all of those change in marital status. If you lose coverage, or have a qualifying event, you can go on to healthcare.gov any time of the year. You just have to verify that special enrollment. So, yeah, so you're not cut off. If you're thinking about retiring, you are not cut off at May 15th. But if you are thinking about retiring, this is a good time to check out and just give us a call.
How much in advance of a projected retirement date should people be consulting with you? Let's say, God, I would love to retire September 1st. How soon should we be contacting you?
I think that's different for everybody. I think everybody's situation is a little bit different. But in order to feel comfortable, I think that reaching out, I mean, a year, 6 months, just to kind of get some information would be a stress relief for your planning, because it's such a big decision.
It is.
When you have to retire. Yeah. And I had an unfortunate circumstance early January that I was working with someone that had let their employer know, I'm going to be retiring sometime this year. And they said, okay, today's your last day. And his coverage ended at the end of the month. And he unfortunately didn't get that time. And you could tell that it was something that was taken away from him. He was very stressed and very, like everything was urgent as opposed to, you know, getting to ease into it. And I just don't like to see people have to rush through. And like when we sit down and we look at ACA and we look at Medicare and we're going over all of this information, it's so much information. And I always tell my clients, I'm like, I'm always happy to send this home with you so that you can talk with your significant other without me sitting here tapping my toe, tapping my pen, waiting for an answer on what you're going to do. So giving yourself more time to process all of this information is, I think, the best thing you could do.
And perhaps because the price is right for the initial consultation,
right.
A phone call at any point where you're thinking about it would be in order.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just come in and sit down. It's no cost for us to look at your situation. Our office has consulting fees in certain areas, but just to take a look at your situation, we can sit down and answer questions that you may have. And then if you want to move forward, we'll explain if there are any consulting fees that apply to you. But just getting information is free, as it should be. I think getting information and learning should be free. But then when we start having to put in, when we do charge consulting fees, it's when there's like back-end planning and stuff mm-hmm. that we do. So, mm-hmm.
And for generic information, you've got the webinars.
We do, yes. So our next webinar is March 16th. So we have them at 3:30 and we have them at 6. And you can find information on those on GableINS.com. You can register right there. It's GOEBELINS.com. Or you can call our office. It's 920-921-7526. And in the webinars, we cover ACA, we cover Medicare, we cover Social Security planning. So again, we deal with the whole retirement process. And the webinars is kind of a quick snapshot of all the stuff that we cover, and it's a lot of really useful information.
You know, talking about Social Security, it's not always a flat date for everybody. Sometimes it's mm-hmm. beneficial to hold off, and you
yep.
when
yep.
you're doing the one-on-ones, I'm assuming you address that issue as well.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and there are times that, I mean, we've had multiple clients that we've had them delay their Social Security planning for a year, 2 years, maybe sometimes 3 years, because then at least it's growing, and it would cost them more to pay health insurance than it would be to be collecting the Social Security.
Plus, there are, for a lot of people, options on how they want to withdraw Social Security.
Correct. Yep.
So there's all kinds of variables there as well.
Yeah. Yes. And if you're, that's, I mean, again, it just comes back to, this is the biggest decision that you will make, is all of this retirement planning. And we are one piece of a very big puzzle. And so we try to help make sure that all those pieces are being laid in the right places so that everything is smooth when the time comes.
And again, I think the key factor here is that there is no generic answer for everybody.
There is not. No.
I mean, you can give generic generalities, shall
right,
we say.
Right. Yeah, and for example, we say that we're risk analysis, and we do risk analysis, and we look at what the maximum out of pocket is and how much are you going to be paying in the year. And I mean, I guess generically we do. We look at the maximum out of pocket, and that is something we do for everybody. However, how that fits into their lifestyle is different for every individual.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the obvious answer is call.
Call. Yep. 920-921-7526. Especially now, if you're thinking, it's been in the back of your head thinking about retiring, this is going to be the easiest time to retire because you don't have to verify a loss of coverage, because we're in open enrollment from February 15th until May 15th. And that means that you can get into your plan as long as you're enrolled before May 15th, all the way up until June.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yep.
There's so much to digest.
lots of information.
I said it earlier. I'll say it again. I don't know how anybody can realistically, unless you're in the business, do this to their best advantage.
Right.
You need guidance of people that work with this, like you guys.
Right. Right. And just kind of a couple different situations that we've been seeing pop up lately. Some questions that might be going through your head. Maybe you're wondering if you're 65 and your significant other is not 65. How do you handle that situation? One of you can go on to Obamacare. One of you can go on to Medicare. I mean, sometimes people wonder, can I only make $51,000 if that's the case? And the answer is no, it's still the $68,960. So answering some questions that might pop up like that, everybody's situation is just slightly different. So, and we deal with, I mean, I think you want to say we've seen it all. I'm sure we haven't. I'm sure I'll go in next
week.
But
you've seen most.
We've seen most of it. We've seen it, most of it.
But put it this way, you're not shocked as often as you were when you started.
Right. No, I am not shocked. Yeah. And it is a big feat if we are shocked. So
That's to our advantage.
Right. Yep. And if we don't know the answer, we will get it. That's a big thing for our office, is that it doesn't hurt me to say, I don't know this. I will get you the answer. We'll make sure it's taken care of.
And I think the other thing we should mention is that you make the recommendations, we make the choice, but you work with the follow-through because you've got all the forms and documents, et cetera, right, that are needed for what you're recommending.
Absolutely. And we're not going to recommend you take a plan if it's not appropriate. We do analysis. We look at what the group plan looks like. If you are looking at coming off the group plan, you know, a lot of times, and this comes up more in Medicare than it does in ACA and Obamacare. But if it is a situation where it is to your advantage to stay, we will tell you that. We're not just salespeople. We are consultants and advisors. So we will go through all of the information, and if it is not appropriate to move, we will tell you that. I mean, and it's to our advantage to tell you that too, because it would look bad for our office if we were making bad recommendations. Mm-hmm. So you can know that if it isn't appropriate, we're not going to sell you something.
And making good recommendations and helping people leads to a lot of referrals. If you screwed people, you wouldn't get those,
right,
basically,
absolutely.
Putting it bluntly.
Yeah. Yes. So. Yeah. So, yeah, if you are interested in having us sit down and go over your situation, you can call us and we can set up an appointment. We are doing in-person appointments, but asking that people wear masks. Or we are doing Zoom appointments or telephone appointments. So you can reach us at 920-921-7526. If you're not ready to take that big of a leap yet and you want to just get some more information, tune into our webinars. They're free. So you can find the information on our website, gableins.com. You can call our office and register if you would like, or you can always find us on Facebook. We are Gable Insurance and Financial.
Sounds good. I'm always confused.
That's what we do. That's our job, is to come in on Saturdays and confuse you.
I would not do this on my own. Let's put it that way.
Right. Absolutely.
And having worked with you guys, the recommendation is there. You make it easy to understand. You make the decision-making process, left to me, left to us,
yep, absolutely,
easy.
Yep.
You know, because you see apples and apples and apples and oranges.
Yes.
All right. Bree Jens, thanks for joining us. We will see
you, somebody
next week.
Yes, I think it's Larry.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But
well, we'll find
out
next Saturday. It's always fun to find out who's walking in.
Right.
Take care. Good to see you. KFIZ Fond du Lac, it's 8 o'clock. More of The Early Show coming your way after Fox News.
Texas will say goodbye to bitter cold weather.